Oh, I know, eh? 2 seconds. Right, people. Right. So, obviously, this show's about business, and I've just... Today, this is recording, but I'm at TBNS, which is a business networking show. And this Thursday, I'm going to be at the Business Growth Show, which I did earlier on year, which is amazing. I interviewed Bex off The Apprentice, the Chief Secretary Treasurer. It was bonkers. The new mayor for Birmingham, and all down to this guy that stood next to me. And that's why I've agreed to go again this Thursday. So, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time it is.
Well, no, Kirk, you're absolutely right. It is afternoon. But do you know what? What I loved about you last time you were at the show, people didn't actually know what you were doing, why you were actually jumping on them, tapping them on shoulders, and the sure fright on their faces when you did, and then the realisation. I mean, we had David Gork, who's now pensions and state... Work pensions, yeah. And for the state type thing, but he was ahead of the Exchequer at the time, and you pounced on him.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, you were very poignant in saying to him at the time, "Brilliant, you know, great what you're doing in government, but what you're going to do for the SMEs?" And I think he was kind of stuck then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because they always polish what they're doing, these politicians. So
yeah, it's good. It was a really good event, great exposure for me, and that's what I liked about it. I mean, Pushper was there. She had a massive group of women in business.
Yeah, women in business.
Which was huge. You couldn't get down the aisle. So I wanted to interview you today because this, obviously I'm doing this on my business show. And if anyone's listening in Warwickshire, Thursday, I know it's only a couple of days away, get to Edgbaston.
Warwick, was it? Warwick Cricket Ground. It's the Bears, isn't it, or something? I'm not a massive cricket fan, by the way. But I know that's Warwickshire Cricket County Ground type thing. So it's quite fitting that we're doing the interview.
And I suggest people go. You do a couple of years, don't you?
Yeah, a couple of years. We do March and September. We've got over 900 businesses registered. We're not a membership organisation, so we look at getting businesses from all walks of business life, if you like, to come to the show. And we've had about a 60% increase in new businesses coming through the door and registering for the show. So we want to obviously see them come to the day and enjoy and get involved.
Yeah, brilliant. So if people miss this one or even look at it, I'll be doing Facebook Live interviews if you follow me, Kirk Pickstone. Look on there on Facebook and Pounce Interviews, so you'll see what's going on the day, see how crazy it is, how brilliant it is. So where can people, if they want to book onto the next one, where's the website?
Yeah, if they can't get to this one on Thursday, we've got the website, which is thebusinessgrowthshow.com. So if they go there, they register on the free tickets, they can get a ticket. The next show will be March 2000, where we're now, 2018. So actually, quite poignant because it's Brexit.
Again.
But we are exiting on that day. Apparently, we have to have the deal done, don't we?
Oh, I'll definitely be wearing my Union Jack, my controversial Team GB Union Jack t-shirt on that day. Real Britannia and everything. Yeah. Because I firmly believe, and I want to encourage more dyslexics to become business owners. That's why I do a lot of the stuff that I do. But I firmly believe if we have more great entrepreneurs, and dyslexic make good entrepreneurs, we can change the landscape of the country to be profitable ex-Brexit, because Brexit's going to affect us big time. But if we have these businesses, these small, medium enterprises bringing out, you know, I've seen people today here that are producing handmade leather hats, and do you know what I mean? And I was listening on the radio on the way here, we've got a great industry around for shirts, but quality.
The textile is proper, massive,
not mass produced, like quality designer shirts.
Yeah.
So we've got this quality. In the UK, we are known around the world for quality. You can buy cheap crap from China, but if you want quality, you buy British.
And we've got to make sure we're flying that flag then going forward. It's a real controversial thing, Brexit. We know that.
Yeah.
It's affected people on both sides of it. And I really do feel that, you know, it doesn't matter which side you voted now. We have to get on with it.
Yeah, exactly. I voted Remain, and I live in a democracy. I'll go along with it. I don't agree with it, but I'll suck it up and I'll get on with it. I'll make the best I can from whatever goal happens, and I will carry on doing what I'm doing, regardless of who's in power or who's doing what. I don't care. I know where I'm going, and I want to help other people get along and come along to the Business Growth Show either this week or in March next year.
Yeah, so it's Thursday the 21st of September, which is this Thursday. The show is on. It's running from 10 o'clock till 4 p.m. There's over 40 speakers, 100 exhibitors, and we got close to 1,000 businesses registered right now. 1,000 businesses. Yeah. So
the great thing is I don't know the lineup is, which is exciting, because then when I meet them on the day, or you tell me the day before, oh, by the way, this guy's coming, I'll go, wow. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the lineup as well.
Well, yeah, okay. It's going to be a real pleasure having you there. I think you're a real stalwart figure. I think you're one of these people that people don't forget.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's great, isn't it? For all the wrong reasons sometimes. But thanks for spending time with me today. I've just took you away from an important meeting with someone, so, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Good to see you.
Cheers,
take
mate.
Care.